Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Grief counselors will be on hand this morning for students, staff, and faculty of the Grand Island School District following a Wednesday night crash that claimed the life of a middle school student. WGRZ reports the unidentified 8th grade student was killed after being struck by a vehicle on South Parkway near Broadway before 9 p.m. The development was confirmed in a message from District Superintendent Dr. Brian Graham, who offered condolences to family and friends and said, quote, "In moments like this, it's important to lean on one another and provide the love and strength that our Grand Island community is known for." A Chautauqua County man could serve up to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty for his role in a 10-year-old kidnapping and murder case. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 38-year-old Anthony Neubauer of Falconer admitted to assisting Matthew Rudy in the kidnapping of Joseph Anthony of Jamestown. Anthony was transported to a property in Pennsylvania where he was shot, killed, and buried. Rudy is awaiting sentencing on his conviction. And a new program looks to bolster the continued growth of community gardens throughout New York State. In partnership with Cornell University, state officials are now taking applications for the Community Garden Leadership Certificate Program. The free online course will focus on best practices, fundraising, community engagement, and more. New York State is home to over 3,000 registered or permitted urban and community gardens. Information on the program can be found at agriculture.ny.gov.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Well, the SUNY system is launching its first major in Indigenous Studies, and it's happening at the University of Buffalo. WBFO's Ryan Zunner spoke with the department's chair on how the bachelor's degree will educate Indigenous issues globally and continue to uplift Haudenosaunee culture and language.
Indigenous Studies at UB has a long and storied history. It was originally started in 1972 as the Native American Studies program within the former Department of American Studies. That era was one of great activism and change for the Haudenosaunee and Native people across the continent, with the American Indian Movement at its height. And the program brought in major players of that time like Orrin Lyons, John Mohawk, Barry White, and Marilyn Schindler, to name a few. Now, not only is Indigenous Studies its own department, but it's celebrating another milestone, a bachelor's degree. Department Chair Mashana Goman says for students involved, it's not just a Native history degree.
Our history is the future. So basically, all of our lands are built on these past kind of relationships. But what we're talking about in the future is how that history is carried into the future.
One way Goman says the department is trying to accomplish this is stressing the importance of an Indigenous-centered undergraduate education for those pursuing careers that might find themselves working on a reservation or with the Native community in some other way.
We have a couple of our courses listed with UB Law. The foundation of property law, for instance, is based on federal Indian law. We have the Indian Health Service. They offer a lot of fellowship for medical school, urban planning. So having that basis of understanding the history, the political governance systems of Indigenous communities is really important.
At one point, Haudenosaunee language consisted of a family of 16 distinct languages. Many have become extinct, and those that remain have a dangerously low number of fluent speakers. The most prevalent is Mohawk, with 3,000 people, according to the Haudenosaunee Confederacy Chiefs Council. For Seneca, UNESCO estimates that number to be under 100. Language is vital to the community for a number of reasons, one of them being to continue many traditional ceremonies.
Language revitalization is incredibly important. We hope to hire an adjunct faculty for Seneca. We've gotten approval for that. We also have people who are working with Mohawk and Tuscarora. What is interesting, though, is that it's very difficult because language knowledge comes from the community. It doesn't necessarily come from the institutional knowledge. So we're really trying to bridge that and be respectful of the knowledge that's coming from within community around that.
For Goman, a Tonawanda Band of Seneca's descendant, It's not lost on her why something like language and other aspects of Haudenosaunee culture is dwindling. It was a tactical objective of Native boarding and residential schools, once supported by U.S. and Canadian governments for a century and a half.
Education has a hard history with American Indians in St. Thomas Indian School as September 30th approaches, which is Orange Shirt Day. We have to recognize the damage that boarding schools and reserve schools have caused our community. So education, there can be a kind of vexed relationship, but we're trying to repair that relationship. And we're bringing in various people from our communities that are in the classroom so you can learn from their voices.
In addition to the new bachelor's degree at UB, SUNY has also announced a new minor program at SUNY Stony Brook. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.